Former President Barack Obama called the Chesapeake Bay a national treasure. In a 2009 executive order, he helped launch a massive cleanup effort orchestrated by the EPA. Well, now that restoration and others just like it around the country may be on hold. President Trump's budget blueprint would eliminate funding for the Chesapeake and other regional cleanup programs. Jacob Fenston from Here and Now contributor WAMU looks at what may be ahead for the country's largest estuary.
We are in Millstream, which is a small feeder creek of the Corsica River here on the eastern shore in Centerville, Maryland.
Chris Dollar is a fishing outfitter and outdoor writer. He takes people on fishing trips by kayak in and around the Chesapeake. During his 20 years in business, he's seen improvement in the bay's health. For one thing, the resurgence of striped bass or rockfish.
And that's been incredible to be a part of. And of course, you know, part of the way I make a living is putting people on them. I mean, they're iconic fish.
The number of rockfish in the bay has increased tenfold since the 1980s. Another iconic Chesapeake creature is making a comeback, too. Blue crabs have nearly doubled in number since 2014. And the most recent report card from the Chesapeake Bay Foundation gave the bay's health its highest grade ever.
So the bay got a C-, and if you've been bringing home Ds, a C- is looking pretty good.
This is Beth McGee, one of the people in charge of grading the bay at the foundation. The bay cleanup got started 34 years ago, back when the Chesapeake was so polluted it was getting close to unrestorable. But year after year, throughout the 80s and 90s, states missed pollution targets. Finally, in 2010, the Environmental Protection Agency set enforceable pollution limits, that is, pollution limits with teeth that the agency can enforce by withholding grants or permits.
There's definitely signs that what we're doing is working.
But the cleanup has been controversial. This so-called pollution diet is the largest ever undertaken by the EPA, spanning six states plus Washington, D.C., a watershed covering 64,000 square miles. To many conservatives, it's a federal overreach.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Pruitt,
good morning.
To the committee.
Scott Pruitt, President Trump's pick to head the EPA, is among those who've criticized the cleanup. In his old job as Attorney General of Oklahoma, Pruitt supported a lawsuit against the Chesapeake cleanup. But at his Senate confirmation hearing in January, he was asked about this by Democrat Ben Cardin of Maryland.
Will you support the federal role in the Chesapeake Bay program?
Pruitt said he would commit to enforcing the Chesapeake pollution limits.
I can commit to you that, in fact, I will do so.
And to funding the cleanup.
I would commit to you in that regard that I would do so with respect to the Chesapeake Bay.
Just weeks later, the White House budget blueprint slashed funding for the Chesapeake from $73 million to zero. Other regional programs like the Great Lakes Restoration would also be zeroed out, a total cut of $427 million. And that could be a huge setback for these programs. Jeff Corbin was the EPA's Chesapeake czar under President Obama.
A worst case, you know, nuclear scenario here is that the states were going to say, well, if the federal government's not on board anymore, then we're not on board anymore, and we're just going to wait this out and see what happens.
He says that probably wouldn't happen. Even if the president's budget did become reality, the states would likely try to keep the restoration going.
Will they continue to make the same level of progress? Absolutely not.
The bay cleanup is difficult and expensive because it's so wide-ranging. The EPA funds projects from retrofitting urban sewer systems to programs that pay farmers to farm differently.
I mean, the field that we're working across now, as you can see, almost all of it has cover on it, whether it's green or the brown residue from last year.
Chip Bowling is showing me around his farm in southern Maryland, just a few miles from the Potomac River and the Chesapeake Bay. There's a stubbly mulch on the field we're walking on, the result of planting cover crops in the winter. It's one of several conservation practices he gets paid to do through the Chesapeake cleanup.
And you can see the soil is firm, and there is no soil erosion at all.
Bowling is chairman of the National Corn Growers Association, one of many farm groups that joined the lawsuit against the Chesapeake Bay cleanup. While some farm practices are voluntary under the cleanup, others are mandatory, and Bowling has mixed feelings about that.
The Chesapeake Bay mandate has made me a better farmer because I had to be, but I also wanted to be. So I think a mandate, quite frankly, was a wrong way to go about it. But it made farmers change their habits.
He doesn't support cutting funding for the Chesapeake Bay program, But he is optimistic about EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt.
He knows we have to have regulation. He wants common sense regulation that's good for business. So that's what we want.
It's still too early to know what will happen with the EPA's funding for the Chesapeake Bay program. But former Bay Czar Jeff Corbin says he's optimistic the budget numbers will go up. He says President Trump is a businessman and should see the value in investing in the Chesapeake.
We know that clean water is worth a heck of a lot more than dirty water.
The budget still has to go through Congress, where there is bipartisan support for the cleanup and for its continued funding. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston.